Welcome to episode 81, folks. We're still alive. You're still alive. I'm still alive. Everybody's alive, except for the people who died of whatever they died of. Then they said it was COVID. We all know COVID is real, or is it fake? I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We're almost at our one-year anniversary of COVID, folks, and nobody knows if it's real or fake. Of course, some people know, you know, people from London, Ontario who have Facebook tend to know if it's real or fake. Theresa Tam is apparently an expert and knows if it's real or fake. I don't know anymore, folks. I'm at the point where every day I wake up, it's hard to wake up. I don't know what time you're waking up. I'm waking up late, okay? I'm going to bed late because I can't sleep, and all I do is watch videos and TikToks of why the world is going to shit, and then I fall asleep, and then I have nightmares that I'm doing comedy and the microphone doesn't work, or they fuck up my name, and then everybody laughs at me for having a stupid name like Banana Kiss. I've had people fuck up my name a lot. People do fuck up my name. I'm sure some of you who watch the podcast maybe even fuck up my name. It's Bankus, Ben Bankus. When I used to play hockey, they used to fuck it up all the time. I used to come on, you know, goal scored by number 77, Ben Banakis. Or I had Bananakis. I've had Banks. Banakis. It's Bankus. It's always weird when you go up on stage and somebody brings you up with the wrong last name, they mispronounce it. Give it up for Ben Banakis. Because now everybody's expecting Ben Banakis. And I don't know, who the fuck is Ben Banakis? I got to go up there and be Ben Banakis now. Or I go up there and you go, actually, it's Bankus, which is my big pet peeve when comics do that. If somebody mispronounces your name, you fucking roll with it. Somebody says you're Ben Banakis, you're fucking Ben Banakis. You don't go up there and go, actually, it's Bankus, unless you're fucking famous. Okay, and they go, Jerry Seinfeld. And you go, actually, it's Seinfeld. Then it's funny to the audience because they're like, yeah, I thought we came to see Jerry Seinfeld, not Jerry Seinfeld. Ben Bankus is the name, folks. And comedy and staying alive is the game. Gotta have some fun, man. We gotta have some fun. I've been looking at articles all week. All I do is really look at news articles and read Twitter. What else is there to fucking do? And I had some funny articles I wanted to bring up and read off a couple. So check this one out. This one by CTV News. The new slang teens use to insult boys who are too nice to girls. This is a whole article that they wrote about being a simp and explaining to boomers and parents what simps are. Shannon was used to her socially awkward son being bullied by other boys at the private school he attends in Atlanta. She was used to him getting bullied. You know, he's a fucking loser. So she was like, hey, he's getting bullied. Who knows? But when she picked him up from school in mid-January and her eighth grader told her he was being called a simp, Shannon, only using her first name to protect her son's identity, didn't know what to think. Can you believe this, folks? This is CTV News. Who wrote this? I'm assuming Associated Press. CNN. CTV posts an article written by Terry Ward of CNN. Just wonderful, isn't it? He's telling me this and I'm driving and I'm trying to make sense of it, she said. I'd never heard the word simp. He told me it basically means that I'm just being nice to girls because I like them, she said. I was like, wait, my kid is being picked on for being too nice to girls? This is what happens, ladies, when you have a child at 35 with a random guy that you met on fucking, you know, whatever 35-year-olds are using, Lava Life or whatever fucking app, Plenty of Fish, and this woman drags some poor man in from the you know, having the ability to fuck 20 to 25-year-olds. Now he's married to you after 6 months. You have a kid. You're obsessed with masks. You're obsessed with safety. You're obsessed with being a good fucking person. And now your kid is getting called a simp for being too nice to girls because you taught him, just be nice. Don't choke her out. don't fucking do anything. And now he's a fucking pussy. And you're an even bigger pussy because you're up on here on CNN making his life even worse. My son got called a simp. He's being bullied. So I wrote an article on CNN hoping that, you know, the bullying would stop. No, it's going to get worse. Now people are talking about it on podcasts. You're lucky you didn't put in his fucking last name. Huh. Her son told her he'd recently been put in the friend zone by one of the girls who made it clear she wasn't interested in dating him. They had continued to be friendly. What kind of fucking... How is this... You do all these things as a parent to raise your kid right, to be nice to everyone, especially kids without many friends. Yeah, that's what you do. That's what you do when you raise a kid. Hey, son, you know what I want you to do today at school? Find the biggest losers at your school and go and befriend them. And then, you know, come back when you're being beat, having the shit kicked out of you in the fucking dodgeball court. It's ridiculous. You do all these, while many parents might be unfamiliar with the term simp, chances are your tween or teen has used or at least heard of them, the term. Simp hashtags are rampant on TikTok. Instagram has over 350,000 posts tagged simp, hashtag simp, and there are Facebook groups devoted to simps and simping. It can be a verb too. Jesus Christ, these people have nothing fucking... The world is fucking collapsing, okay? The world is collapsing. We have no... We're our travel is restricted. We can't protest. We can't gather. It's illegal to have your fucking friend over to play video games. It's illegal to have your girlfriend over to jerk you off. Everything's illegal. Nothing makes sense. And all these journalists want to talk about is, what is simping? Is your son being bullied at school for being too much of a pussy? Here's how to get those kids and their parents canceled so that your kid can be a pussy forever and never fucking get laid and then end up driving through a fucking, group of schoolgirls because he's, you know, an incel. Good job, Shannon. No last name, bitch. Simp is slang for a person, typically a man, who is desperate for the attention and affection of someone else, typically a woman, said Connor Howlett, 23, a digital strategist for Turner PR in New York City, in an email to CNN. So this is where so everything is, you know, BLM, but, you know, when we want advice on women, we're going to Connor Howlett, an absolute beauty, 23 years old, fucking digital strategist there, Turner PR, went to fucking some university, and now he's a fucking relationship expert. I don't understand what it is. Think the energy of a puppy dog eyes, but manifested in a romantic human form, Howlett said. It's used in an insulting manner, though typically playful. There are definitely undertones of toxic masculinity. It's related to showing too much emotion. Anything that has a glimpse. This is why they're talking about simping, folks, because they're like, oh, that's very toxic and that's very masculine to not want men to be little fucking pussies. Well, we got to write an article about that and get the parents on board and make sure the parents are watching out and making sure that if your son is being called a simp, then call this fucking hotline. It's a fucking joke. Definition that's evolving, a word that emerged into Gen Z vernacular from social media usage, as simp is thought to have arrived, bound to get muddled and continue to evolve. Simp can have different contexts depending on the age group using it, said Laura Kapanas. Fuck is this cunt? A clinical social worker in Sonoma County. I'm not just a social worker, I'm a clinical social worker, and I am an expert on simping. Depending on if it's a middle schooler or a high schooler using it, it could be different, she said, and it's not just boys talking about simps and simping either. Girls in high school sometimes throw out the term in their high school girlfriends. Some kids I've talked to have said it's not a derogatory term, it's sort of like teasing someone. You've left us to go hang out with your friends, you're simping us. I don't even think that's a proper use of it. These people are just making shit up. If you have someone saying it who's used to being a bully, it will be received as a bully comment. Okay, here we go. Tactics for diffusing a tense simputation. Simputation. What the fuck? One way to think of a simp, said Sean Davis, a marriage and family therapist in Sacramento, California, is simply someone who is ahead of their time. Oh, fuck. Though it hurts in the moment, in the big picture, a boy who is called a simp can wear it as a badge of honor, Davis said. Yeah, badge of honor. I don't get any pussy, and every girl leaves me and cheats on me with my friends. Today, boys are being raised in the middle of a biggest redefinition of male gender roles in recent history, David said. Are they? It's only a redefinition for the fucking mainstream media. Have I defined it? Should I just... Then I want to be a stay-at-home fucking dad. Where is the fucking money? I'll fucking take care of the kid. Leave me at home. I'll do a podcast. I'll do a flight sim flight from fucking Toronto to Kitchener. And I'll smoke a couple bowls and I'll take care of the fucking kid. Switch the fucking roles then, bitch. You go work. But the problem is if she goes and works in the office, she's going to fuck somebody because the guys who are working at the office are going to be more attractive to her than the simpy, faggy boyfriend at home with the changing the diaper. Okay? One tactic she teaches kids in her therapy sessions, she said, is the humor tool. The humor tool. Diffuse it with humor. It's comic relief. You practice not putting down the other person, but you put down the situation. If someone's being called out for always simping the girls, Kapina said, he could turn around and say, it's tough being the lone soldier simp nice guy who wants to join me. You can make it into a comedy. Yeah, it's comedy. Isn't that hilarious? I'm a simp. Who wants to simp with me? No, you know what would be funny if he said, look, guys, my mom is a fucking cunt, and she raised me to be a little bitch, and I'm sorry. And you know what? I want to come hang with you guys and smoke weed in grade 6. Fuck it. All those kids who smoke weed in grade 6 are cool, or they're crackheads, but cool crackheads. Davis pointed to a similar approach, telling the bully, that's right, while holding your head up high and walking can help. As bullies usually give up, but they don't succeed in tearing the other person down. And you can tell yourself that not being... I thought we eliminated bullying like 5-10 years ago. I thought the left saved our children from bullying, but apparently not. Now they're still giving advice. Make it into a fucking comedy. Yeah, tragedy. Kill yourself. And then it's a comedy 5 years later. It's just been really heartbreaking, especially because I know a lot of these boys bullying him. He's been at the school since second grade. If their moms knew, they'd be horrified. But my son doesn't want me to tell them because it will just get worse. Bitch, you went to CNN. You went to CNN and fucking aired out your son's dirty laundry. You're a mental patient. Fucking wouldn't be surprised if the kid's IVF. In vitro, whatever the fuck it is. Somebody shoved a needle in her cunt, and then this kid came out, and he's a pussy. And now everybody's got to know. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare we're living in. Just a total, absolute fucking nightmare. Like, what do you say after that? That's an article that is on a website that you are told by those websites, CTV, CBC News, you are told by these state broadcasters, don't look anywhere else but here. We make sure that we have, true information. Don't go and look for any disinformation. This is disinformation as far as I'm concerned. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. And I'm going to tell you something right now. All the people out there and all the media that comes on and says, stop looking at conspiracy websites and stop sharing conspiracies and stop. We need to shut down these conspiracy Facebook groups and how dare they spread this misinformation. People are not becoming anti-lockdown and anti-science, but not anti-science, anti-your science. The reason people are doing this is not because they're reading propaganda on the right and being, oh, this is true. They're reading the propaganda on the left because it is the most accessible propaganda. It's the most accessible news, okay? You turn on the fucking phone, you swipe to the left on your iPhone, it gives you a bunch of mainstream media articles that you might like. You go on Twitter, a lot of us follow CBC, CTV just to know what's going on, and it's like impossible for us to unfollow because you become addicted to how fucking stupid these articles are. But my point is, people read the left-wing articles and go, this is bullshit, and then they go and read the right-wing articles, or they go and read Rebel News, or they go and read, True North, or whatever it is. They're not reading this stuff first and they, radicalized. Nobody's radicalized. We just don't fucking agree on the same shit. People do not think that lockdown is helping. Okay? Good luck to Eileen DeVille or Teresa Tam going to get a fucking steak dinner without, I hope they go and somebody spits in their fucking food. I hope that happens, because why wouldn't you? Oh, we're so happy. Aren't you happy that you're open? Bitch, you fucking cost me $1 million. Do these people not, understand the anger that comes with fucking with people's money? You're fucking with people's money. Oh, well, we need to censor all these right-wing... No, censor the left. If you censored the left and you censored all this fucking bullshit articles, simp... Is your son a simp? That's not a bad thing. Is your son a trans? That's not a bad thing. If we censored this bullshit propaganda from the left, then more people would actually probably believe the mainstream narrative. I know people that refuse to wear masks now that would have actually probably worn masks the whole time if they were never mandatory. I enjoyed. I would wear a mask much, it was a much easier decision for me to go, fuck, I'll just wear the mask. And I didn't care when it wasn't mandatory. And it was like, you go in, some people don't have it, some people did. We didn't really know what was going on with the virus. It was early on. But once they said you have to have a mask, and if you don't have a mask, you're not allowed in the store, that's when people start to get crazy, radicalized. That's when people start to go, this is fucked up. I don't want to be forced to do this thing. Okay? When you read articles that they have on the left, or you this next thing that I'm going to show you, when you see some of the fucking bullshit that CNN comes out, or CBC, CNN too, CBC comes out with, you go, of course people are not going to believe these people. They're so unbelievable. They're so inauthentic. The fake news anchor is over. Nobody wants to get their news from a fake news anchor. They rather get their news from fucking me or, Shapiro. I mean, I'm not doing all the news. I'm just more of my opinions on stuff. But my point is, authentic. These people are unauthentic. Go watch CP24. You got those ladies on there with all the makeup it's all fake. Nobody talks like that. This isn't the fucking, we're done with that. It's over. Nobody trusts the media because they just are untrustworthy and they write stupid bullshit articles and they come up with absolute retarded shit like this. Check this out.
Question here, we need your help for a story. So question is, have you been having any of these super lucid, weird COVID dreams? Maybe you're being swarmed by bugs. Maybe you cannot find your mask. Maybe you're finally hugging someone you haven't seen in a long time. If you are, you're not alone. This is a global phenomenon. It is being studied around the world. Here at The National, we're doing a bit of a story on it. And so if you care to share, how about sending us the tales of your wildest, weirdest COVID dreams? If you want to put them on video, that's great too. Cheers.
Okay, so this woman has the nerve to come on the camera and say, have you been having nightmares during COVID? Yeah, bitch, because of you and the fucking other cunts that are not allowing us to go outside and not allowing us to speak our minds and not allowing us to fucking disagree and not allowing us to live in a common sense world. It's common sense is now right wing. How can this be? How can this be that common sense is right wing? Oh, well, you think that like the lockdowns are a bit much? Like, well, you're a fucking terrorist. I'm done with this shit. And it's not, I don't think this shit's going to last. I honestly have hope. I have hope that our side, it's very broad when I say our side in terms of people who stand up for free speech, people who want the freedom to travel without having to spend $2,000 and have to stay in a sketchy fucking Radisson hotel, Teresa Tams, your butler, whatever the fuck, doing the anal swabs. People who do not want to live in this fucking digital, non no touch, no see, you know, dot meeting people world, Zoom world, people who are Luddites right now. And look, I'm not a full Luddite. I have a camera. I'm editing on the computer. I use the internet to get my shit out there. But I'm a Luddite in the sense that I don't need fucking Doug Ford ordering me a wrist bracelet to make sure I'm 2 meters apart from whoever the fuck I'm with, and beeping and going off and sending signals out. And there was two people that defied social distancing at Bloor College, and shut the fuck up. No. I am against that. And the people who are against that are going to become more and more and more as the fucking restrictions continue to get more and more ridiculous. They're tricking people right now by saying, well, we're going to open up. I told you this 2 weeks ago on the podcast when they announced this, and they said, we're going to be opening things on the 22nd. And a lot of my friends were all excited, and yay, they're going to see, we did it. See, because we wore a mask, and the whole time we had a mask on, so now everything's open. See? No, you are wrong. Wrong again. They are not opening. Okay? The province, the part of the province that's opening, you're allowed, what, 10 people inside to 15 people inside a restaurant right now? Red zone? Everybody's red zone, right? And then Toronto's full lockdown. The bitch in charge of Toronto, the top medical bitch, we all know her if you're from Toronto, Eileen Davila, people call her Cruella Davila. She does not want you to go outside. It has nothing to do with science or the virus. It's a control thing. It's the same thing with Theresa Tam. If the virus ends, Theresa Tam ends. If the virus ends in Toronto, Cruella Davila ends, because she doesn't have no relevance. If there's no virus, there's no relevance for these people, these top doctors. They're useless. And all the libs who are going to come on and go, well, how dare you? She's a doctor and she went to school. And if she was smart and she was a doctor, then why didn't she go and become like an actual doctor, like a general practitioner? Or why didn't she go and, you know, help kids? Or why isn't she fucking a good person? She should have gone to Zimbabwe and be helping, black dudes on the side of the road, #BLM. Why isn't she doing any of that? Why did she just go, well, I guess I'll get a cushy government job. A cushy government job. You're telling me 90% of these doctors, first of all, their parents force them to become doctors. They don't really want to be fucking doctors. Who the fuck wants to look at buttholes all day and sew up fucking cuts? Okay? There's a few nerdy people who want to be doctors. Let them become doctors. Now you have all these fucking people that were forced in by their parents, and they're, I don't want to be a doctor, really. I just want to be in control of the government. Fuck! Unelected pieces of shit. Yes, they're educated. Yes, no, they're not like dumb. Like, you know, when I say somebody's dumb, yeah, Theresa Tam has an education. Did you go to university? Lots of dumb people doing better than you, by the way. With more intense degrees than you, with better careers than you. Lots of dumb people. So don't give me this, oh, well, how dare you make fun of her? And how dare, like at the beginning of the pandemic, when I started making fun of Theresa Tam, people are like, oh, how dare you make fun of her? And I had comedians, my first poster for my comedy show, for my park shows, had a picture of her, like, all distorted, her face all distorted with her and Tory and Trudeau and all this stuff, and Patty Hajdu. And this comic, who I asked to headline, who's, you know, a big Canadian comedian, you know, Winnipeg Comedy Festival, Halifax Comedy Festival, he denied to go because of the poster, and he said that I shouldn't have distorted what I did to Theresa Tam's face by distorting it was horrible, and I shouldn't have done that, and how dare I do that to an unelected, educated doctor who wants nothing but the best for us. Yeah, they want nothing but the best for us, eh? Here we are. Where did they say? Was it Vancouver? There was like way more fucking overdose deaths than COVID, and that doesn't even include suicides. What are we doing? You have people in the parks building fucking, you know, my friend said this the other day. It's absolutely hilarious. He's like, you know, you're not allowed to go to a restaurant, but you go to the homeless village and they got like a fucking flea market flourishing. It looks like a, you know, a fucking bazaar from the 12, you know, Middle Ages. Tents and fucking, they got music playing, blasting, they're drinking fucking Laker ice, they're partying down there. And everybody else is like, oh, well, I have my Zoom job, and I'm just going to keep going on my Zoom job. Like, I've been doing this workout class on Zoom, and it's a good class, you work out, but they do this thing where they do a dinner. They do like a dinner where you actually sit down with people from the class on Zoom and, you know, you make this little meal together and you're supposed to talk. First of all, it ended up being, you know, I thought, okay, I'll get a couple jokes in. Nobody has a sense of humor in this group. Okay. All the like probably funny and interesting chicks, they're not doing the fucking dinner party. Okay. It's all the fatties. Right. The fatties who are there doing their exercise, and you're like, yeah, good job. These are the people who are in the dinner party chat. And one girl, she's literally 400 pounds. She's like, yeah, me and my fiance. You don't have a fiance, okay? It's made up. It's in your head. You think you have a fiance. If I say I have a fiance, the hot girls will think I'm cool. No, they won't, because none of them have a fiance, because they're all whoring it up on fucking Hinge, fucking COVID style, spreading the virus, pretending like they're doing their part. That's what's happening. And then the other fat girl goes, I have an announcement to make. And everybody's like, okay. And she's like, I got engaged this weekend. And I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. It's in your head. Doesn't exist. You're 300 pounds. Or that's just the state of things. That's just the state of things. Guys are finding these 300 pounders and they're going, you know what? Fuck it. COVID, it's forever. She's big. She'll live. She'll be able to outlive, you know, any kind of starvation. Maybe, I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's a genetic thing. Personally, I like thin. I know I'm fat, but I'm funny, so I can fuck thin girls. Shout out to my girlfriend. She's beautiful. Very thin. All right. It's been a good week. Last Friday, I posted a sick video with Rebel News. Shout out to Rebel News. Trudeau video, a little sketch where I did a face swap with Trudeau. So if you haven't checked that out, here it is. Check it out.
Before we get started, I want to apologize for my small gaffe the other day in Parliament.
I vote for the motion.
Mr. Trudeau, for poor.
Mr. Turnbull.
My daily mixture of amphetamines and maple syrup was kicking in. A lot has changed in a year, and as your Prime Minister King, I wanted to explain the current laws so we can be completely transparent. You can't go outside, but businesses are reopening. You should get the vaccine immediately, but there are none available. There are 15 new strains of the virus, and not a single one has killed a Canadian yet. CBC and CTV are completely biased in my favor, but I have your best interests at heart. Turns out COVID was created in a lab, but relations with China have never been better. Genocide is a loaded term.
Yes, and that's why it's a word that is
and so is freedom, which is why we don't have it right now. Freedom is overrated. I have given you Netflix and chill for the rest of your life. We are resetting the economy, but the Great Reset is a dangerous conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories?
We are not building internment camps. We are simply re-outfitting all Radisson hotels into medical isolation sites. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have Parliament in an hour, so I'm going to go get really baked. Thank you.
Fun little sketch. We're going to be doing more of those with Rebel, different types of stuff. I got a sketch written right now that we're going to hopefully film right after this podcast. And really get to it and get you guys some laughs, get you guys, help you make sense of some shit. It's what this is. That's why it's cathartic to listen to this podcast. That's why people like it, because I'm just trying to make sense of shit out loud, right? Because, like, you spend so much time alone now, everything's in your head, and you're like, well, okay, and, oh, another 2 weeks, and another two. It doesn't make sense. You are not wrong. You are not a crazy person for... You are not a crazy person for thinking that none of this shit makes sense. You are not. The travel restrictions, my opinion, nothing to do with the virus. Nothing. We already said, what is it, less than 2% of cases come from airplane travel? Less than 2%. And same, I believe it's 2%, at least in Toronto, for restaurants and bars. And nightclubs and comedy shows, less than 2% collectively chance of getting the virus at that place. And those are the places they hit the hardest. You have a way higher percent chance of getting it at fucking Walmart. Have you been to Walmart? It's a shithole. When you go to Walmart, it feels like they're pumping COVID into the air through the fucking air system. It's like anybody who goes to Walmart, they want you to die. They're giving you GMO foods. All the fruits are massive and gross. There's no organic stuff. It's sketchy. All the meat looks like they fucking stabbed it with a syringe and fucking shot the vaccine and a bunch of hormones into it, and all the, like, the chicken looks like it's gonna bust out of its skin. It's disgusting. They want you to die, folks. If you're fucking shopping at these shithole places, Costco's, Walmart's, these big corporations, they want you to die. They don't care about you at all. But you knew that already. I hope so. They don't care. They care as little about you as the fucking government. I'd say less, which is saying a lot, because the government really doesn't give a fuck about you. But in a way, these corporations, the Walmarts, the Amazons, all these corporations, they're becoming the government, folks. They are becoming the government. They have all the money. They dictate what happens. Look at what's happening right now with Facebook and working with, now the Canadian government's working with Microsoft to figure out how to censor us more. And how do we censor them more? And how do we get them to stop thinking that we're doing wrong, you know, bad things? How do we get them to do this? How do we get them? How about you just stop being shitty? You're shitty, Canadian government. You're shitty. You have fucked up. Just look at Pierre Poilievre talking, Trudeau's afraid of this guy because he goes up there and makes a ton of sense. He goes, so we're the last in the G7 for vaccines. We're the last in the G7 for fucking jobs. And we have the most debt ratio, highest debt ratio of the G7. And then the liberals come on and go, well, not really. That's not really true. You're full of shit. Everybody knows. Anybody with a fucking brain functioning knows you're full of shit. The only people you've brainwashed are the lowest common denominator, which unfortunately is the majority of our country, because we have just let people get dumber and dumber and dumber, and we've fucking fed them more and more of this bullshit about you. Everybody's racist and everything's unfair for you and everything. Life is unfair. Did nobody's parents teach them this? Did nobody's parents sit them down when they fucking something went wrong and said, look, son, sorry, life isn't fair. Now it's all, it broke my heart having to explain to my son how life wasn't fair, how being a simp, it won't get you fucking anywhere in life, you little kid. You're in grade 8. You need to just try and go and fuck. Stop simping. The girls are all on TikTok with 20,000 plus followers at fucking 14 years old. You don't stand a chance if you simp, kid. These girls are out of their minds. I wouldn't want to be fucking 15 right now. It would be heart-wrenching. I how many of these kids got to die? How many of these little kids, these boys, got to kill themselves before we just go, what have we done? What have we done to society? We've made everybody insane. Everybody's a whore. Everybody's on OnlyFans. Everybody's sucking a cock. Nobody's working. Nobody's working. But everybody's sucking a fucking cock and making a TikTok. I mean, give me a break. Fuck this. Let's get into another article here. Toronto's top doctor keeps the city locked down with fearful rhetoric. Dr. Eileen Davila seems to be in a competition with Doug Ford to see who can say the most over-the-top remarks about the pandemic. Ford was previously in the lead with a comment in January about how you'll fall off your chair with the new modeling that predicted that the province would see 20,000 cases per day by mid-February. Is it mid-February? Yeah, it is. What are the cases at? Like 2K across the whole fucking country? Yeah. Fucking idiots. For those only now picking themselves back up off the floor, Ontario actually started its massive decline in cases almost the minute after Ford's shtick wrapped up. The province now sits around 1,000 cases per day. This is Toronto Sun, by the way. But time for Ford to move over. Davila, Toronto's top doctor, has now vaulted to first place with her performance at a Wednesday press conference. "I have never been as worried about the future as I am today," she told reporters, discussing how Toronto has gone from 33 confirmed cases of COVID variants to 56 in a week. 56 is not even enough people to allow Yuck Yucks to make money if they have only 56 people in the audience with having to pay comics and having to pay staff. 56. Who are these? Who are they? Who are they? Remember terrorist attacks? They show all the faces. Here's all the people from 9/11 that died. Here they are. Just in case you didn't believe us. Because a lot of people didn't. Remember that? Now, where are these people? Who are they? Who are these 56 people with these variants? What are these variants? Fuck your variant. Your variant can suck my cock. I'm done. Well, I don't know. Cases. Now we don't hear anything about cases. It's not about cases. It's not about how many cases. It's about how many fucking variants. There's like 1,500 different fucking variants. They don't know where the COVID's from. They don't know. Is it from the Wuhan? Is it from the UK? Maybe it's just a cough and cold that came from the fucking UK and everybody's up in arms. I don't see a single story about a single person that died from a variant. Have you? Because I haven't. When have you heard, another 100 people are dead from the UK variant? I haven't heard it at all. To me, it seems like the UK variant is actually less dangerous than COVID. Than the original COVID, COVID original, Wuhan virus, China virus, whatever you want to call it. China virus was racist. Remember this? You couldn't call it the China virus because that's racist. You couldn't call it the China virus. It's called COVID. But the variants, wherever they're from, that's what it is. UK variant, slap it on. South African variant, slap it on. Brazilian variant, slap it on. What do they have? Denmark variant? No, isn't it funny how there's not a single Asian variant? There's not a Thai variant. There's not a Korean variant. There's not any, and maybe I'm wrong and people are going to comment. There actually isn't. I don't hear anything about them. All I hear is UK variant, this variant, that variant, white variant, white variant, white variant. Brazil, okay, brown or whatever the fuck they are, mixed. A bunch of white people have raped the natives and now they don't know what fucking race they are. You understand my point, though? My point is, it's racist, but not racist for if we do UK. But China, it's the same thing. China virus, UK variant. What the fuck are we doing? This is what happens when you have Theresa fucking Tam and these idiots in charge. Never been more worried about the future than I am today. If those numbers seem small to you, Davila says they're a deceptively dangerous situation and we are on the tip of an iceberg. By the time the confirmed case counts are big enough to shock us, it will be too late to do anything, she continued. We will be in a third wave as bad as anything we've been through this far. Folks, nothing's been bad. Here, at least. I know in some parts of the states and shit, there's been, like, serious cases. Blah, blah, blah. But here, the hospitals, come on. Come on. Hospitals have been empty. I remember taking my mom for her MRI, which was in the midst of one of these waves. Nobody. Nobody wandering around. Nobody, no doctors, no fucking nurses. One security guard took us all the way to the back of the hospital, didn't see another single person, didn't hear anything. I have footage of this. I think I posted it on Patreon. If not, I'll repost it. Didn't hear anything, didn't see anything. Just one nurse comes out. Hello, Deborah. Okay, you'll get an MRI machine. Bing, bing, bing. That's it. So, I don't know. It's the most fearful rhetoric about the new variants that Canadians have been exposed to yet. Is it true? Are her remarks justified? Of course not. Time will tell, but those who study the big picture of how COVID-19 is playing out around the world were left scratching their heads at what she said. What I see so far is that the UK variant replaces COVID classic, but it doesn't add to it. So, oh, this isn't her talking. Dr. Neil Rowe, an infectious disease specialist based out of Halton Healthcare Services. So the overall trajectory is still favorable, Rao points to both UK and Denmark, which continue to see rapid declines in cases. I mean, just it's just throw your arms in the air. Absolutely insane. None of it. Fuck them. Like, it doesn't make sense. Go. People message me on Instagram when I complain about the you know, situation, and they go, why don't you just go and leave your house? Who cares? Fuck it. I do. Okay, I do to an extent, but there is nowhere to go. You can have a couple people over here. You can go to somebody else's house and have a couple people over there, and that's it. What do you can go? Like I said before, you can go to Walmart date, you go to an LCBO date, go to a Dollarama, go to a Costco. That's it. There's nowhere to go. I don't want to be in those places. Frankly, I don't want to be in a fucking Dollarama. I don't want to see the type of people that are in a Dollarama. I don't want to see the type of people who are in the fucking Walmart. I don't want to see the type of people who are working at the Walmart. Like, when I went to Walmart, everybody is Indian, which is fine. I don't care. But when you can't even speak English to be able to tell me where to go and do stuff, like, hi, sir, do you have any more weights? I'm looking for free weights. I was looking for these kind of things. Oh, sir, I do not work here. I work in the back. I'm employed by another company that works for Walmart to break the boxes in the back. What the fuck? It's a shithole. If I have COVID, then it's from Walmart. That's all I'm going to say. Davila. She really cares. Davila has been joined by Dr. Lawrence Lowe, Peel Region's top doctor. Oh. Lawrence Lowe. Remember I said this? How many top doctors are Chinese? What is the Chinese to Jew ratio? Why aren't more top doctors Jews? Oh, because the Jews go, well, my parent actually wanted to be a doctor, and now I'm actually doing it. I'm not just sitting at some figurehead like Fauci's and all these losers. It's all about, they have an ego, folks. I have one too. I want you to watch the podcast, share the shit out of it. Go to benbankis.com, click the Patreon tab and sign up for Patreon. Click one of the pictures of the Patreon logo and it takes you right there. Or you can go patreon.com/benbankis. I have an ego too. But I'm not in charge, folks. I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge of anything. I'm in charge of myself. I'm in charge of how much content I can make. I'm in charge of being funny as I can be. I'm in charge of making sense of how fucked up everything is. But I am not in charge of the country or the city or the municipality or the province or the fucking state or any of that shit. These people are. And this is terrifying. It's terrifying. They have egos. They don't want to let go. They don't want you outside because then they are irrelevant. People in Toronto and Peel would be right to be frustrated. All metrics are trending down. New cases, hospitalizations, deaths, and more. They ought to look around the world and realize that other places have been safely and responsibly opening despite facing the same potential risks. For example, Chicago restaurants and bars reopened for indoor service on January 23rd after the health officials gave it the all clear. It's been a success so far. The state of Illinois has only continued to its rapid drop in daily cases, even with the presence of new variants. In fact, last week, Chicago's restaurant rules were loosened for increased capacity. Davila and Lowe are clearly offside with many of their peers. We've always said we would take the advice of our medical officers of health, Mississauga Mayor Bonnie Combrie said on Wednesday in response to Lowe's position. That sort of response has long been the go-to line for politicians responding to public health advice and was echoed by Toronto Mayor John Tory. It's exactly what I said, folks. People aren't anti-science. They're anti-their science. They're anti-bullshit. People are done with this. I am sick of it personally. They're talking about nightmares. Last night I slept in till fucking 2 o'clock because I'm so goddamn pissed off. The second I wake up, I love the fans. I love you guys. I have tons of notifications from you guys, messages, and nice stuff. I love waking up to that. But then when I open Twitter and I start looking at the articles, I start to get angry. And then if I don't hit a bowl, I'm angry. So I have to hit a bowl, and then I get tired. Then I go back to this. I'm napping. I'm sleeping. I'm dreaming. The dreams I'm having are these vivid dreams of me doing stand-up comedy in shithole bars. I swear to God, my dream last night was doing a comedy show in like the atrium of a hospital, and all the people had come to the edge of their railings to watch me do stand-up comedy. And then they keep going, "No, but you have to stand over here, sir. No, you have to stand over here." And oh, let me wipe the mic. And they're just interrupting me being funny for safety. And that those are my nightmares. My nightmares are more and more rules, more and more bullshit that I don't want to fucking do because I have other shit to do. I have other shit to do. I want to be on stage. I should be making fun of other stuff, you know? Shouldn't have to make fun of this shit 24/7, but it's all that's fucking happening, so. Yeah, somebody asked me, I did an Instagram Live the other day. By the way, the Instagram Live I did the other day, if you missed it, it's about 25 minutes, me shooting, fucking around. I put it on Patreon for your viewing pleasure. If you guys sign up, I think you can still sign up from $1 a month. Just helps me, helps the show. I want my person, we're at 30 patrons right now. We've been hovering there, kind of going up and down. If you are a patron, you're listening to this, please make sure you turn on renewals, because what happens is I'll have 30 patrons and then at the end of the month it'll go down to like 24, because and then four people will be like, "Oh shit, my credit card just stopped renewing and I don't want to pay for it anymore, fuck it." So put on renewals, sign up for Patreon. My goal is by, let's say, April, that's a little over a month from now, I want to be at 100 patrons. Guys, go sign up, patreon.com/BenBankus, or you can simply go to benbankus.com/Patreon and click one of the pictures of the Patreon logo, and it will take you right to the page where you need to sign up. What was I going to say? Something about something. Chicago restaurants are open, having those nightmares. It's just all fucked, man. It's just a real clusterfuck. And, you know, like I said, you're not crazy for thinking the things you do. You know, people think I'm crazy. You know, I did a comedy show during the pandemic where in Peterborough, and one of the comics on the show, I found out later, he had, you know, been freaking out about the microphone. He called the bar and the agent, and he was like, "What? So do you have extra microphones for everybody? Are you wiping the microphones down? Are you making sure that the comedians are safe?" Okay. Just freaking out about this. And, you know, of course, they had multiple microphones. It's pretty easy to have a Lysol wipe. I mean, that's about as safe as it fucking gets. Sorry, folks. Wear your mask, and that's about as safe as you can be, even though you're probably not going to get the virus if you didn't do any of those precautions. And, you know, it's enough. It's enough with the brain disease, the disease. You know, now they're trying to push that, you know, COVID, that I saw another article that said COVID can live in your brain for months dormant and then attack. It's like, come on, fuck you. Fuck you with the propaganda. Maybe five people that you studied that happened to. Who knows who's doing those studies? Who knows how biased those people are? Science has become biased. Everything's woke and biased. Folks, if this was 1990, I would have a fucking show on CTV. We'd have a fucking TV show. We'd be selling out coast to coast, and I'd be on my way to America already. But now it's hard for somebody like me to get press. Unless it's Rebel News or, you know, whatever, it's hard for me to get press. But you need some press, folks, to get out of this country. I don't know if you know how it works, but you need a little bit of press. You need a little bit of people writing about you, okay, to get out of this country. But you look at who the articles for comedians are, who they're written for in the mainstream media, it's not me. If you're not gay or black or Muslim or whatever, you're not getting an article written about you. Okay, you're just not. Okay, you know, If there was an article written about me, I'd have to be woke, and it'd have to be like how a white man is navigating, you know, becoming popular in an era where, you know, white people are starting to recognize their privilege, and you know, it's like that would be the article written about me. Like, blow me away. That is fucking insane. How about this guy did park comedy shows all summer, was largely ignored by the media except for Rebel News. You know, is fighting tooth and nail with you know, the government against fines for doing comedy shows. He started a podcast. By the way, folks, a podcast right now, we're at about 500 listeners a week. So 300 to 400 on YouTube, and then we're getting about 100 to 150 on Spotify, Apple, and other podcast platforms. So, you know, 500 people, nothing to shake a, you know, in Canada for a podcast, it's not bad. In Canada, where everything's shit, right? My goal, of course, is to get this podcast from 500 to 1,000 people a week. The way we're going to do that, folks, simply share a part of the fucking show that you liked on your Instagram, tag me, send your friends the episodes, get them on this. Let's keep trucking, because I'm not fucking stopping this shit, okay? I don't give a shit if I'm sad. I don't give a shit if I'm going through something. I don't give a shit if my life is fucked. I don't give a shit if they weld my door closed. As long as I have Wi-Fi or the ability to get online somehow, and as long as I have my equipment here, we are going to be making this fucking show. We are going to be continuing to grow it. Soon, things are going to open. I have faith in not the government, but I have faith in the people to be like, fuck, enough is enough. We are opening this shit. Enough is enough. And when we do open this shit, I will be doing live dates across Ontario, eventually across the country as we open up more and more. And I want to sell those fucking shows out, baby. Let's do it. Let's get a huge chunk of people who are there for Ben Bankus at those shows, and get the people who are just at a show, come on board, check out the podcast. You're more than welcome. We're happy to have you. This is becoming a bit of a community, and that's what I want to see. I mean, a community of people who want to laugh at things that they're told they're not supposed to laugh at by the government and by mainstream media. Come here. You're welcome here. People that think that everything that's going on is fucking bullshit, you're welcome here. And even some of the people who have really, you know, who believe even crazier things than I believe. Like, I know there's a lot of people saying they're not really on Mars and they're not really on the moon. I personally don't believe that. You can believe that. That's your fucking belief. I know the story. I understand all the shit. Blah, blah, blah. I believe that we are on Mars. You know, it's weird, the conspiracies, because it's like one conspiracy is like, we've been on Mars for 10 years and we have actual people living in bunkers. And then the other people are like, we've never gone there. It's all a movie. It's the biggest production company. NASA's the biggest production Hollywood company in the world. Guys, I went to NASA. I went to Cape Canaveral. I saw them fire a rocket into the atmosphere. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The whole ground was rumbling. It's real that they do that. We have satellites. That's why we have the internet. Okay. It's real. Okay. So, but even if you think it's fake, you're welcome here. And you know what? If you think that I'm a total fucking piece of shit, asshole, and you hate everything I do, but you watch the podcast anyway to gain, you know, reasons to get me fired, or you, whatever reason you watch, you just hate me and you can't stop watching, you're welcome too. We love you too. We love the haters, because you know what? The haters do a lot of our PR. They do, don't they? They just say, this guy's bad. He's bad. He's bad. And then, like, you know, his followers are like, you're right. But then they watch the podcast and they're like, secretly, he's actually really funny and I like it. So, keep on trucking with your own shit out there. I don't know what you guys are dealing with your families and your COVID and your fake news and all the bullshit. Roads are bad, snowing, wet, gay, everything sucks. Keep going, because it's going to get better. We are going to get through this shit together. I don't give a shit if we're not all together. You and me and whoever's listening to this podcast and whoever follows me, we are doing this together. We are in this together, and we are going to get through this, and we are going to laugh our way through this, because it is a fucking joke. We are going to keep our composure. We are going to speak our minds. We are going to be loud when we have to be loud, and we are going to be quiet when we have to be quiet, because sometimes you got to be quiet in this life to fucking understand in your head what you're going to say when you're loud. So remember that. It's not bad to be quiet all the time. It's bad to be quiet at the wrong times. And it's bad to be loud at the wrong times. But you have the power to be loud and have your voice heard at the right times and help change this fucking bullshit, the situation that we're in. It needs you and me and everybody else to keep speaking how we feel. And that will get us through this. Thank you so much, everybody. I love you to bits. See you next week. Good night.